Good morning, my brothers across the nations of the earth, and welcome to Daily Declarations. Our declaration for the day is from Psalm 30 and verse 5, and it reads, "For his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning." This text of scripture for today begins with the concept of the anger of the Lord. This is something that you may not be too familiar with. It is reassuring, however, to know that the anger of the Lord lasts only for a moment, but his favor is for a lifetime. Another point of contrast in this text of scripture is night and morning. While weeping is likened to the night, joy is compared to the morning. Now, in the wisdom of God, it is the evening before the morning. The pattern in creation is evening first, followed by the morning. Genesis 1:5 declares, "God called the light day, and the darkness he called night." So, the evening and the morning were the first day. In effect, the day starts with the evening, which is then followed by the morning. No season lasts forever. Just as you've experienced the evening, you'll also experience the morning. Don't be too quick to jump to a conclusion based on your experience in the evening season, because that is not yet the full picture. Wait for the morning season before you can get the full picture. Philippians 1:6 declares, "Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ." There may be times when God's workings in your life may not appear as if it is him, but nonetheless, it is him who is at work in you. Although some of the tough times and challenges that you may have experienced or are currently experiencing may have been orchestrated by the Lord, be rest assured of the fact that just as he set you up to go through the experience, he has also prepared for you to come out of it with great substance in your morning season. Just as you've experienced the tight place in the night season, you also experience the large place in the morning season, if you hold on. So, hold on. It will soon be morning. Psalm 66 verse 12 declares, "You've caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but you brought us out to reach fulfillment." The times when it seems as if men were riding over your head and nothing that you ever did seemed to be right or work out were night seasons. There's a time when God will bring you to your rich fulfillment, and this is the morning season. What you need before the night transitions into the morning are faith and endurance. Hebrews 6:12 declares that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. It takes faith and endurance to inherit your promises. So I say to you, receive grace to endure and keep a heart posture of faith to run the race that is set before you. Your joy will manifest in the morning. Now, let's take the declaration together. And I stand in agreement with you as we do that. Father, I thank you because times and seasons are in your hands. I receive grace to make the most of every season in my life. I declare that all things are working together for good. I receive grace to endure the night season, and I adopt a heart posture of faith. I declare that things are turning in and for my favor. My joy comes in the morning. In Yeshua's name, Amen. If you'd like to receive eternal life, which is the God kind of life, please say this prayer after me. Father, I come to you in the name of Yeshua. I believe in my heart that Yeshua died for my sins according to the scriptures. He was raised from the dead for my justification. I declare that Yeshua HaMashiach is my Savior, first love, and Lord. I am a child of God. Thank you, Father. In Yeshua's name. Amen. If you've just prayed this prayer, please send an email to info@ignitedailyinspirations.com. That is info@ignitedailyinspirations.com using next steps as the subject so that I can help you further. You can subscribe to Daily Declarations Podcast by going to linktree.com/Francis Ubeko. That is linktree.com/Francis Ubeko. Or simply copy the link and paste in your browser and it will take you there. If you were blessed by this or got some value from it, please use the share button. I am Francis Ubeko. And before I come your way again, I want to pray for you and bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and may he give you peace. In Yeshua's name. Amen.